without saying anything. I never use books. We are not dependent on books. Books should be here.
Tell one little story that you told.
No, you'll have hold. See, but it will go out after sadhusam. What is needed? Why Shiksha Guru is needed? Have I told anything? Pundarik is here?
He is there.
Yeah.
Behind you.
What I have told about this is supposed to be in higher platform so much than disciples. And we should treat him like Sakshat Hari. And you should always honor. A disciple cannot sit on the same asan. But Shiksha Guru is also honored, but sometimes they become like a bosom friend. Like Galbahi Amin.
Embracing.
Like this. And sometimes joking each other, but from Gurudev's, Diksha Guru, it is very hard to joke and to laugh. But Shiksha Guru, he can joke, he can be a bosom friend, laughing together, like Sridham, Krishna, Subal, they can do. Like Krishna and his father's younger brother. Nanda has four brothers more. He was in the middle, but most younger brother, Krishna used to play with him, joking and so many things, playing, bathing together. So Shiksha Guru may be like this. Very, very near and dear. So he can joke, he can tell so many pastimes of Krishna that Shiksha Guru may not tell him. So Shiksha Guru is also needed. Shiksha Guru may be Shiksha Guru also, but he cannot mix disciples like brothers and others. So Shiksha Guru is also needed. He can tell the things which never our Shiksha Guru may tell. Then what I told about?
This was the kind of intimate love that Uddhav learned when he went to Vrindavan.
So Uddhav was sent not only to give consolation to that father, mother, and gopis, but to
learn prema. What is the intimate prema of the residents of Vraj? And so he saw how actually the gopis, they were controlling Krishna by their prema. They were sometimes abusing him or criticizing him, and how Yashoda was taking Krishna on her lap, sometimes chastising him. So he was very astonished to see this intimate nature of their prema.
What he felt when he went to Braja and saw all these things, what he realized?
He felt very humbled that he was thinking of himself such a great devotee of Krishna, such a great scholar. And when he came there, he understood that he was very, very insignificant.
Also he thought that Krishna is not Mathura, partly he is in Mathura, but solely and fully he is in, even in Braja.
He felt.
But one thing he felt more was that gopis have so much prema, love for Krishna. But why they are suffering? All time waiting, feeling separation. So I should not be here. Otherwise I'll have to be like so. So he fled away to Mathura. Then what?
So then
Bharata, Sarebara.
You began to explain.
Sarebara.
You mentioned the verse Nigambakalpattaravar Kalitam Palam.
Go on. Don't look to me. Say to all the audience that you are giving.
So, Gurudev was saying that Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, and how in the Gita, just ordinary knowledge is given. What is the Atma? How we are not this body? And how this body is just like an external dress covering the soul. And when we give up this body, it is like changing our dress.
The last shiksha was that saranagati. But this saranagati is only outer door of bhakti. And here Gita ends there. What's the Madhavatam?
So this is just introductory knowledge, and Srimad Bhagavatam is giving higher knowledge. Gurudev began to explain what is the main problem in this world. So he said that there's now science is so advanced, technology is so advanced that we can, while sitting in our living room here, speaking to the audience, so many Indians are there, while sitting here you can watch the cricket game in India, and by planes we can travel all over in a very short distance. He said now the whole world is within the palm of our hand. Has become so small, everything so accessible. He's saying that while sitting here, we can see President Clinton speaking. So he's saying that there's so much advancement of material amenities and science. So what we feel lacking is that there is no love, there's no frame between husband and wife, between children, family members. There's no love, no trust, so that everyone, they have, you know, the husband, wife, children, they all have separate bank accounts, and
they don't know for how much time we can live together. A husband can give up his wife, and wife can also you have a husband. Children don't know where to live, what to do. So everyone needs. Having known each other.
Then you mentioned some examples of different sages from Vedic times, such as Dadichi Muni, Shibi, Harishchandra, who all were prepared to, or sacrificed their body for the welfare of others.
Like trees. How trees are.
So nowadays you will not find such persons.
But how tree?
That
everything is for others. Their
barks,
their branches, their fruits, the shadow, everything is for others. So we should also be like that. if he want to do bhajan. So Sivi, Dadhichi, Harishchandra, all devotees, everything for others, but we are fearing to give everything to Krishna. He can repay more, but we are suffering, fearing. I should not give him fully some.
I have one question about that. How do you make the balance? Because you need time for the bhajan and also Vaishnava seva.
A day will come gradually by hearing all these things. And you will see that we have come only to serve Krishna, nothing for us. Everything. And Krishna is supporting and nursing, and he will. So nothing to fear, nothing to fear. So if you will hear, and do chant more, then can, as he will tell that you should die, anyone can die. Oh, you should go to heaven, you should go to Vaikuntha. I will give a stone, I will tell that, oh, this is Chintamani, like Sanatana Goswami. And it became Chintamani. So why to fear? Why to gather some things? So Vaishnava, Narad, he had nothing. Shankar had nothing. But he can give anything to others. He had not a door coffin, he is naked. But yet he can give everything. So Vaishnava are like that. Why they should fear? Why they should do anything for them? By hearing.
So that's
Krishna
saying that no one is willing to make any sacrifice nowadays. What to speak of giving up one's body for the sake of others? They won't do anything unless you pay them. Even if you want to just have your picture taken, they will ask first, give some rupees.
I was sitting.
And I will take your picture.
Touching you, just very is Anang Mohini.
So he was saying that now the Rakshasa tendency is very prominent and has come right in our hearts. At one point, and he was talking about the affectionate dealings between the Lord and his devotees, and he gave some different examples, such as when Lord Ram went to Shabari, and even though she was an outcast, and also she was out of her affection, before offering anything, she would always taste it first to make sure that it was tasteful to offer to the Lord. So, but by some considerations, this would be considered as improper and contaminated. But because her mood was so full of love and affection, that Ram was very happy to take that food, which was actually like her remnants, due to affection. And he also gave another example of Vidurani, wife of Vidur. So, when Krishna came to her home, because of the prema that she was experiencing, she became so confused that she offered Krishna banana peels rather than banana. They were very poor, so they had almost nothing to offer to Krishna, just some bananas. But out of confusion, she offered the banana peels instead. And Vidura came, he saw what was happening, and said, "What are you doing? You can't offer this to Krishna." But Krishna took that, because it was offered with so much love, and when he ate it, it was like heavenly nectar for him.
Custard, even in Dwarka. So anything with love and affection is giving. It is so pleasant. We came here to this place. We felt that there is so much affection and love for us here. the, what is the name of? Muktadevi.
Hasmukhami.
And his wife?
Jyoti.
Jyotsna Devi.
Jyoti.
How much had they had so much affection and love for us? That is right. In the same way. Krishna has never tested in Dwarka for things, wells or swords and everything, but there was no sub affection. Why? Because Vidurani has nothing in his home to give, but affectionately she forget everything, and she was giving only what?
Banana peels.
And he was taking it. This is prem. So I am telling here that the religion of all the living entity is affection and love. For this I was telling. If there is no love, that person is like a stone. For each other, now, for this body, not for Atma and Paramatma, is vikrita.
Perverted.
Not real. It may be changed tomorrow, if there will be quarrel among them. Then, in the place of love and affection, he will give slaps, abuses and all other things. So in this world there is no affection and love really, but perverted. So if it is on Krishna, then it is real. Then we can have real also affection to all others.
So out of affection for Krishna, Yashoda was sometimes chastising him.
I don't tell you.
So Narada came and he was seeing this display that Krishna, he is Bhagavan, he is the Supreme Lord of everything. And here he is crying on the ground, weeping, and Yashoda is chastising him.
Parva, Brahma, they are calling in their mind, in heart, doing austerities. For 100,000 years, but Krishna's shadow does not come there. And Yashoda is not taking her lap. Why? Because she has so much prem, affection for Krishna. Brahma cannot have life like this.
And the gopis are also abusing Krishna in so many ways. Get away from here, you are a cheater. You are debauchee. So all Bachi. This is out of
devotion.
Krishna used to be angry?
No. Krishna used to derive great pleasure when he would be abused in this way, much more so than when Brahma or any great sages, they would offer prayers. That would not be so pleasing to Krishna. He would be enchanted when the gopis would address him in this way. Yes.
When Shukadev Goswami took birth, he was at once given for his home.
Yes.
Father, mother, everything, and going to jungle.
So he was running after him and crying, "Oh my son, oh my son," and only the trees were echoing.
No one is son, no in father. Who is father? Who is son? Who is wife? Who is husband? Who is child? Who is mother? Really, no, nothing. A shadow only. So I am not your son. He is not your son. Only this is moha. Moha, you know?
Illusion.
You will realize after some time.
So this is how, as Gurudev was just explaining, this is how the trees were echoing back in return when Vyas was calling after him.
Coldness. A lady comes and says that I will marry you. And who is she?
Yara, old age.
Yara, old age. He wants to marry everyone. And everyone tried to fly away. But anyhow, she attacks and catches hold and marries. So everyone has to be old. We are seeing so many ladies and young persons that will have to be. Old age come, will come. And she will attack and marry us. He persuaded Narad that I will marry. And he began to run away. Then he fled to Golok Vrindavan and she could not go there. That is why he could not marry. She could not marry Narad. So if he will be this disciple of Narad, she cannot marry us. Otherwise she is surely married. Sukadeva Goswami was telling this story to Parikshit Maharaj.
Parikshit Maharaj. So he was saying that in Sanskrit all words, all names, they all have so much meaning.
But now all the persons like Hiranyakashipu, because they have faith on wealth and money and gold, but not on Krishna. So this is the symptoms of asur. And those who believe in Krishna and they think that if we will serve Krishna and Krishna mercy will come, then we will have. They are like Prahlad. So we should judge ourselves that in which party we must go.
Follow.
In Hiranyakashipu party or in the party of Prahlad Maharaj. Whose party you want to join?
Me?
She was not here. She was anywhere else. Where you were? Thinking something? What was my question? So, you should think that when a class is going on, everyone is not here. So try to be here in classes. Otherwise, so we should must be. So my all things are going on air, not here. So don't be like so. In what party you want to go? Not Hiranyakashipu? And you? Sometimes you want to go? By making money? Sometimes? But try to be in the party of?
Your party.
Prahlad Maharaj is a very rich person. He has so much big kingdom. The kingdom of Hiranyakashipu was him. But he used all in Krishna service. So his gold is not Hiranyaksha party. No? Understand this fact? Janak Maharaj so big. Ambarish Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj were all emperors. But they were not in the party of Hiranyaksha or Hiranyakashipu. They were party of Prahlad Maharaj. So we should try to realize all these things.
So you were telling that Hiranyakashipu, he once took his small boy, Prahlad Maharaj, on his lap. He was just a 5-year-old boy.
From Srimad Bhagavatam? Mm.
Gurudev explained very nicely. Yeah. Mm. And
we are hanging on that. Past that activities and Gurudev.
And the rats represent day and night. The white rat represents day and the black one represents night. So they are gradually eating away at the duration of our life.
Daily. By moment and moment. Day, night, day, night. What is your age? My age is 100 years. Means, they have taken. Only 5 minutes, Sivar. I am a 50. What is the meaning? They have taken, eaten. It has gone away. So, it is not a thing of proud that I am of 100 years. Hundreds has had. Years have passed. The two rats has taken. Then, and the serpent is also dead. Certain date, at any time, they can attack and take us. Here death, here death. Here death, here. In 10 directions, everywhere there, you cannot save yourself. And what is madhu? Honey?
That is...
Huh?
The sense enjoyment and like the pleasure from wife, children...
Husband. Thirdly. You have no child? No children, and that was by the grace of Krishna, a child came. And then we laughed, oh, this is madhu. What? How sweet, how delicious. I was ugly, no wealth, but yet, anyhow, a very beautiful young lady came to me and she told that I will marry you. Very sweet, very sweet. So these are the madhus. Children used to come to our laps. So good. But next moment, what? The boy became younger and he left her mother, father. He went with her. Another Kishori? Like this. So this is like a honey. And we are suffering so much. But this honey sometimes comes. Oh, sweet, we forget everything. If a lady, he is with any person, and he beat him, her, and give him so much suffering. He goes to another and she thinks that, oh, I will be so happy with him. And the person also, husband also. He again attempts for this. Oh, now I will have a very good honey. So this world is going for this honey. But honey never comes. Never comes. Go in the well.
And then he explained how our lifetime is all wasted. Like 50 years in sleeping, first 20 years in just growing
half
up.
Half of the life goes in sleeping. 50 years. Then
first 20 years are wasted just in learning how to walk, how to eat, how to do everything. Education,
how
and
to
playing
earn
games.
Money by doctor, being a doctor, engineer, businessman, to learn at 20 years ago.
And the last 20 years are wasted because one is invalid, the eyes become very weak, one can't hear anymore.
It goes in. You know? Not coming, cough. And he's fiddling with the third that time. He cannot walk without his tea. So miserable condition. We are seeing Delhi in our life, but no Vairagya comes. Even not Vairagya, you know?
Renunciation.
Attachment. New action.
And in between, those years are wasted in entanglement in householder life, looking after
ten
children.
10 years is now. In 10 hours, what to do?
10 years left.
To marriage, to
have children.
Have children. Education of children, making
houses
so comfortably, and doing, and death comes suddenly and attacks them. So we should do bhajan from
beginning of life.
Then?
So after that, Gurudev was telling a story about the sage Ashtavakra.
It is very important. Tell them.
So he was black and...
They told.
So they said that...
Having the knowledge of Atma and Brahma.
And now I see that actually it is only an assembly of cobblers. Cobblers means one who makes shoes out of leather.
Mm.
Because in India, the person who does this kind of work is very, very low in society.
Is Atman, soul, and Bhagavan.
He said, with great difficulty I have come here, and now I can see that I have simply wasted my time.
On the throne, and he told that you are my guru, Shiksha Guru. And he apologized, and all came to him and apologized for this act. Really, we are like so, only seeing this leather, kurum leather, or any all kinds of leather, so this is very low work. We have no gyan of Brahma, Paramatma, and Krishna. Those who have the knowledge of Brahma, they are called Brahmins, they are rishis, they are maharshis, and all other like this. So what we are doing? All like this. Oh, he is golden color, she is very crooked, she is so. But all these things are outwardly, not inwardly. So we should try to realize this thing. We have come to this world to realize this thing. Then, he was also Krishna. Krishna was Ram. But Krishna has descended to this world to, or in the shape of Ram, only to, what, Marjada.
To establish the proper religious and...
Rules and regulation for human beings.
Yes.
And to establish Varnashram Dharma.
So out of...
In my this life.
Yes. So when I appear... And also, she was offering prayers to Ram.
There was no Vatsalya, real Vatsalya.
But in the case of Yashoda, we see that she never considered Krishna as the personality of Godhead.
Like Bhagavan, that he did. He is himself Bhagavan, God. So he used to pull handed and to pray to him. But Kausalya never did. Even Krishna sowed whole Vishu Brahmand in his mouth. Yashoda.
So here Gurudev, about 1.5 years before, and one night I came here with my car,
But I was not wearing the Vaishnav dress because I was doing work. And I came here to get room. This is his hotel. And I was asking him price. Then he said, told me the price, and I said, okay. And I started walking to my car because I was going to check. There are many hotels here. Then he said, oh, 1 minute. I stopped, and then I looked back, yes, what? He said, are you from Hare Krishna? I said, yes, I'm from Hare Krishna. How did you know? Because I had no tilak, no anything, wearing hats, everything. No showing, no coats, everything. I said, how did you know? He says, I know my people. Come, come, come. So this is how we met. And then he gave me room and we did bhajan.
Aap log bhi baith ke upar mein baithiye. Upar mein baith sakte. Upar mein baithiye na aaj ke. Ape hum jab koi ye sant hote hain aate hain. This is a speciality of Indian.
Yeah.
Are Krishna wala koi bhi ho. मॉडल खुला है मेरा कोई भी आए रहते हैं 20 साल से मैं यहाँ पर हूँ कई लोग आ गए हरे कृष्ण वाले कोई चर्च वाला होते हो उनको भी मैं बोलता हूँ
बहुत अच्छा
नो प्रॉब्लम
अतिथि अतिथि है अतिथि जो बहुत और साधु संत हो तो कोई बात ही नहीं आप 25 वर्ष होते हैं अभी आपके फादर मदर हैं
फादर एक्सपायर हो गए यहाँ पर ही मदर है
यही करें
हाँ भाई के घर पे मेरा फादर है मदर
बहुत अच्छा देखिए ये टोपी लगाए हुए
हैं फादर
मुराद जी भाई के समान
मुराद जी भाई जैसा दिखा
एकदम मुराद जी
राइट एंड
आप लोगों ने इनको सम्मान भी दिया रखा बड़े प्रेम के साथ में
अभी रही है मैंने बोला ना उनको रखो मेरा पेपर जल गया क्या करूँ
देखिए भगवान की कृपा होगी जब भी आएंगे अगली बार तो रहेंगे यहाँ किसी का
ही प्लान होगा कुछ ना कुछ अच्छा होगा
बहुत अच्छा बीच बीच में आप जाते हैं कभी आइए वृंदावन में तो
वृंदावन में आया था 77 में आया था मैं बाबा को मिलने गए अभी आऊंगा तब मुझे जरूर मिलेगा
हमारा एड्रेस तो यहाँ नहीं है You can get my
He has many of your books. When I went to Nam at Kartik, I brought back so many books in Hindi.
पुस्तक में मेरा नाम लिखा होगा
ऐसे. You Dharma.
आपके बच्चे पर भी, आपके घर में भी, daughters पर भी कुछ भारतीय छाप होना चाहिए. कुछ न कुछ गीता का श्लोक बेटी, दो एक हो, गुजराती में बहुत से पुस्तकें हैं. भगवान के संबंध में सबका आदर करना सब जगह भगवान को देखना कुछ ना सके तो मीठा बोली से उसको आदर कर और गीता का थोड़ा सा भाव जरूर आना चाहिए ये शरीर मैं नहीं हूँ स्पेशल बढ़िया जानता हूँ इसको रियलाइज थोड़ा सा करना चाहिए और याद रखना चाहिए कि मृत्यु जरूर आएगी इसलिए थोड़ा सा भगवान का नाम करना आप सभी लोगों को कोई भी मनुष्य सुखी नहीं रह सकता है यदि भगवान का थोड़ा सा भक्ति या भाव ना हो इधर थोड़ा सा जरूर होना चाहिए मैं देख करके खुशी हुआ कि आपके यहाँ मंदिर है जी प्रदीप जला रखते हैं ये सब अपनी संस्कृति को नहीं भूलना चाहिए
भजन भजन का ग्रुप है थोड़ा
कभी कभी होता है
पाँच चार दिन हम लोग
बहुत अच्छा
भजन कीर्तन करते हैं
बहुत अच्छा
Also, Bhagu, he likes to write bhajans for Krishna. He likes to do in Gujarati. Also, you said you are.
You're happy.
Feeling.
Still
happy.
You are some doc. You are taking medicines.
Just resting.
When we go to Gadra, then she can rest for 3 days.
And he will all right. So many nice stories of Krishna. Beautiful and nice. Yes, yes. And that makes him will go here and you are all.
Mangalam bhavatu, kalyanam bhavatu, kalyanam bhavatu. Bhavata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna should be merciful to this boy, and also Nisingadeva should be merciful to this boy. Gaur Premanande
Hari Hari.
Mangalam bhavatu, kalyanam bhavatu. Mangalam bhavatu.
Jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hari Govinda. Krishna and Srimati Radhika and Krishna should be merciful to this
Bhagu Patel.
Patel Prabhu. And he has, by mercy, he should be developed in Krishna consciousness.
Jai.
Pure Krishna consciousness. Jai Nam. What name? Jai?
Jai Bhagubhai Patel Ji.
Jai.
Jai.
His whole family.
Patel Ji.
Bhagubhai.
Patel. Bhagubhai Patel and family Ki.
Jai. Jai.
Now you can start?
Yes, we must start now.
Ah.
If we wait any longer,
then it will be
we'll
late.
Start to get late and dark. So we must go. Ah. Did you go now?